داخل خودم پر گلف میشن با کاش با پارا پاسو با اگلا کاش با اگلا پاسو با پارا A paradigm and an agla roof are similar in that which both are nicker outside the base of Migdash. But they have different dinim, as a paradigm must be shafted, while an agla roofa has its head chopped off with an axe. So what's kosher by a para, which is shechita, is possible by an agla roofa. And while what's kosher by an agla roofa, which is to chop the head off with an axe, is possible by a paradigm, as a paradigm must be shafted. Kosher by kohanim, possible by levim. Kosher by levim, possible by kohanim. Kohanim and levim have different dinim. As kohanim can do the avodah no matter how old they get, as long as they're not shaking while they do the avodah. As opposed to levim, in the Mishkan, levim can only do the avodah between the ages of 30 and 50 years old. The avodah that levim do in the Beis HaMikdash in the Mishkan was the singing. While in the Beis HaMikdash, even though levim could sing even after 50 years old, but when their call is nishtana, the voice changes, they can't sing anymore, they can't do that avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. While by kohanim, mumim would possible kohanim. If kohanim have physical defects, that would possible them from doing avodah. While by levim, mumim do not possible levim. So what's kosher by kohanim, which is shanim, age, possible levim. Levim after a certain age cannot do their avodah, which is the singing in the Beis HaMikdash. While what's kosher by levim, which is mumim, mumim do not possible levim, possible kohanim, as kohanim that have mumim cannot do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Tar b'klicharet. Tamei b'kar kelim. Tar b'kar kelim, tamei b'kli charis. Kli charis is unique among kelim, among utensils, that a tumah that goes inside a kli charis without touching the actual kli charis would be metamei the kli charis. While a tumah that touches the outside of the kli charis, even though it touches the actual kli, would not be metamei the kli charis. So with tar by a kli charis, which is a tumah that touches the outside of the kli charis, would tamei other kelim, as other kelim would become tamei if a tumah touches the outside of the kli. And what's tahar by other kelim, which is a tumah that goes within the kli but does not touch the inside of the kli, other kelim would not become tamei from that, but that would tamei a kli charis. As a tumah that falls in a kli charis, even though it does not touch the actual inside of the kli charis, would be metamei the kli charis. Tahar b'kli eitz, tamei b'kli matzis. Tahar b'kli matzis, tamei b'kli eitz. Wooden kalim and metal kalim have different dinim as far as tuma and tara are concerned, which is gomei kli'et, a kli'et that is fully formed but not totally finished. The finishing touches have not been done on the kli yet. That kli is makabel tuma. While gomei kli'matzis, a metal kli which is fully formed but not completely finished, is not makabel tuma. While a kli'et which is pashut, it's flat, the pshute kli'et that does not have a receptacle, is not makabel tuma. While pshute kli matzis, a flat kli matzis without a receptacle, is makabel tuma. So therefore, what's tahar by a kli eitz, which is pshute kli eitz, a kli eitz that is flat, is tamei by a kli matzis, as pshute kli matzis is makabel tuma. While what's tahar by a kli matzis, which is gomei kli matzis, a kli matzis that has not yet been totally finished, is tamei by a kli eitz, a kli eitz that is not completely finished, if it's fully formed, would be makabel tuma. Hachayev b'shkedim hamarim, pater b'metukim. Hachayev b'metukim, pater by marim. There are two types of almonds. There are bitter almonds and sweet almonds. Bitter almonds are eaten when they're still small before they get bigger, while the sweet almonds are eaten after they become big. When they're small, they are not edible. So therefore, the shkedim hamarim, the bitter almonds, are chayev and meiser when they're small, and that's when they're eaten. While the shkedim hametukim, the sweet almonds, are chayev and meiser only when they get bigger. When they're small, they're not edible. So what's chayev and meiser by shkedim hamarim, small shkedim, are chayev and meiser if they're bitter, and that's when they're eaten. But then it would be pater by metukim. Small shkedim hametukim are pater and meiser as they're not edible when they're small. While what's chayev and meiser by shkedim hametukim, meaning big almonds, if they're metukim, they're chayev and meiser, that's when they're eaten. But that would be pater by marim, bitter almonds after they get bigger and become bitter are not chayev and meiser. Sechus chulim perak aleph mishnah zayin. Temed achlo hichmet enu nikar v'kesav meiser. Uposo esam is temed is when water is poured onto the seeds and peels of grapes in order to make yayin. Now, if enough juice comes out from the grape that for every 3 parts water that is poured in there is 1 part juice, then it has a din like yayin even before it ferments. But if there isn't 1 part juice for every 3 parts water, then it only has a din yayin after it ferments. Before it ferments, it has a din like water. and therefore it cannot be bought with kesef ma'aser sheni, which is if you have peres ma'aser sheni and redeem it onto money, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim and you have to buy food with that money, you can buy also yayin with that money. But water cannot be bought with kesef ma'aser sheni, and therefore temed before it ferments has a din like water and cannot be bought with kesef ma'aser sheni. And the din is that if three lugan of mayim shuv and drawn water falls into the mikvah before a mikvah has 40 saw, it passes the mikvah. And temed before it ferments has a din like mayim, and therefore if it falls into the mikvah before the mikvah has 40 saw, it passes the mikvah. Mi shehichmet nikach because the ma'aser ve'eno posel es ha-mikvah. Temed after it ferments, then it could be bought with kesef ma'aser sheni and Yerushalayim, as it has a din like yayin after it ferments. And so too, it would not possible a mikvah, three lugan of temet after it ferments, falls into a mikvah before it has 40 saw, it would not possible the mikvah. As yayin that falls into a mikvah does not possible the mikvah unless the yayin causes the mikvah to change its color. Ha'achin ha'shutvim. Kishachayavim b'kabom p'turim mi'maiser behema. Kishachayavim b'maiser behema p'turim minakabom. The din is that everybody in Klal Yisrael has to give a chetzi shekel every year towards buying karbanos that are used in the Beit HaMikdash. And when you give a chetzi shekel, you also have to give a kalbon, a small coin. Now, even when two people are shutzim, and they give a shekel shalom to cover for the two of them, they still both have to give a kalbon, a small coin. But when somebody gives a chetzi shekel for somebody else, he pays the gizbor of hegdis, a chetzi shekel, to cover for somebody else. In such a case, he would not have to give a kalbon. So too, when a father gives a chetzi shekel to the gizbor to cover for his son, he does not have to give a kalbon. Now there's another din, which is, the two people who are shutzim are patur from ma'aser behema. If they own a flock of animals together, they would not have to take off one out of every 10 as ma'aser behema. Only an individual who owns a flock of animals has to take off one every 10 for ma'aser behema. Now there are two types of shutzim. If brothers are shutzim because they inherited property from their father and they never split it, they don't have a din of shutzim. And therefore, if they would have a flock of animals that they inherited from their father, they would have to take off ma'aser behema. They don't have a din of shutzim. Now, if they give to cover for the two of them to the gizbor of hegdish one shekel shalom, they would not have to give kalbonos, even though we said that even shutzim who give a shekel shalom to hegdish do have to give a kalbon each one of them. But here, since they inherited property from their father, and their father, when he gave a chetzi shekel for each one of them to the gizbor, did not have to give a kalbon, because as we said, a father that gives a chetzi shekel for his son does not have to give a kalbon. And here, since they inherited property from their father and they never split it, they have the same din as their father, that they do not have to give a kalbon to the hegdish. But if the two brothers, after they inherited property from their father, split the property between them, even if afterwards they became shutzim, again, they have a din like any other shutzim, and therefore, if they have a flock of animals, they do not have to take off ma'aser behema. And so too, if they give a shekel shalom for the two of them to hegdish, to the gizbor of hegdish, they would each have to give a kalbon. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that brothers that are shutzim, when they're chayav b'kalbon, in such a case in which they split it and then became shutzim afterwards again, they would be chayav b'kalbon, as we just said. They would be patur from ma'aser behema, because they have a din like any other shutzim that are patur from taking off ma'aser behema. But when they're chayav in ma'aser behema, in such a case that they inherited a flock of animals from their fathers and they never split it, in such a case they would be patur from a kalbon, because as we said, brothers that inherited property from their father and they never split it, when they give a shekel shalom to hegdish, they do not have to give a kalbon, just like when their father gave a chetzi shekel for hegdish for them, he did not have to give a kalbon. Kol makom sheyesh mecher ein knas. So kol makom sheyesh knas ein mecher. A girl, when she is under 12 years old, she's still a ketana. The father had the right to sell her as a shifcha ivrit, as a Jewish shifcha, and he would keep the money for himself. And the din is that if somebody is mafata or ma'ane, somebody rapes or seduces a girl, that's a nara, she's between 12 and 12 and a half, he would have to give a knas, 50 shkol, to the father. Now, at an age when there's mecha, when the father could sell his daughter, that's the age of under 12, which is a katana. At that age, there's no knas. If somebody would be mafata or ma'anes, a girl, that the katana should not yet an hour, he would not have to pay a knas of 50 shkolim to the father. V'chol makom she'esh knas ein mecher. At an age when there's knas, at the age of 12 to 12 and a half, when the girl is an hour, and if somebody would be mefater manasor, he would have to give a knas of 50 shekels. So the father at that age is no mecher. The father has lost his right to sell his daughter the shifcha ivrit after she is 12 years old, when she's no longer a ktana. Kol makom sheyesh mion ein chalitza. The kol makom sheyesh chalitza ein mion. At an age when there's mion, there's no chalitza. The age of under 12 years old, before she becomes a gedola, she could be mamayin. We're talking about a girl that was married off midrabbanan, that she has no father, and her brother and her mother married her off. This is a nisuin only derabbanan. The rabbanan gave her the right to do mion, to refuse to stay married to her husband. She can go to Bezin and say, I no longer want to be married to him, and she would go out without a get. At that age, there's no chalitza. A girl that was married and her husband died without children. So now, if her husband had a brother, he would have to do Yibam or Chalitza, but he cannot do Chalitza when the girl is under 12 years old. She would have to wait until she's over 12 to get Chalitza from her husband's brother. So Chalmakom, she ate Chalitza and Mia. At an age when there's Chalitza, a girl that her husband died when she's over 12, at that age, she could get Chalitza from her husband's brother. There's no Mian at that age. A girl that was married off by her mother and brother, and now she's over 12 years old, she can no longer do mian, and she can no longer walk away from her husband by simply declaring to Bezin that she does not want to stay with him. Instead, she would need a get at that age. She can only do mian up to the age of 12 years old. Kol makom sheyesh tkiyah ein havdalah. So kol makom sheyesh havdalah ein tkiyah. The din is that in Erev Shabbos before Shabbos, they would blow the shofar three times to remind people that Shabbos is coming and they should no longer do melacha. And after Shabbos, we do Havdalah. Now, at a time when there's Tekiah, which is Erev Shabbos, we don't do Havdalah. At Erev Shabbos, we don't do Havdalah, we do Tekiah. The Chomakon Sheyesh Havdalah ain't Tekiah. On Matzai Shabbos, when we do Havdalah, we don't do Tekiah. Then instead, we do Havdalah. Yante Shecholios Be'erev Shabbos. Token below my deal. Yante that falls out on a Friday. We would do Tekiahs before Shabbos, but not Havdalah. Now, we do tekiyahs before Shabbos, even though on Friday also it was also to do malachas, since Yontif was on Friday. But since there are certain malachas that are mutar on Yontif, such as malachas that are for ochel nefesh, preparation of food, so therefore we do tekiyahs before Shabbos to remind everybody that now we can't do any malachas at all, even la'ochel nefesh. B'motzai Shabbos mavdilin below token. If Yontif comes out on Motzai Shabbos, Yontif comes out on Sunday, we would do havdalah and not tekiyahs. The reason why we do Havdalah, even though on Sunday also it's usher to do Malacha, since Sunday is Yontif, for the same reason that on Yontif certain Malachas are allowed, Malachas for Ochel Nefesh, so therefore we do Havdalah to remind everybody that it's Mutar now to do Malachas for Ochel Nefesh. Ketzad Mavdilin. What is the Nusot that we use for Havdalah on Matzai Shabbat that comes out on Yontif? Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Rabbi Dosa Omer ben Kodesh Chamor l'Kodesh Hakal. The Tanakhama says we say Hamavdo ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, between one Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, and another Kodesh, and Yontif also is Kodesh. While Rabbi Dosa says we say ben Kodesh Chamor, more stringent Kodesh, l'Kodesh Akal, a less stringent Kodesh, as Yontif is a less stringent Kodesh than Shabbos.